Hey, this is Deb. I'm not available to take your call right now, but leave a message.
Hey, Deb. I am so excited. I got more chicken. Yes. Do you remember how at the last Oil Kings game that I had gone to, I told you that if the Oil Kings score during the Popeye's chicken minute, everybody in the entire rink gets free chicken and a biscuit? Well, it happened again. Stephen and I tonight were at our second of the Oil Kings playoff games, and they scored during the Popeye's chicken minute. I am racking up chicken and biscuits like you would not believe. It's pretty exciting. It's been a really fun game. I can drop some hashtag old hockey on you because Stephen nor I, actually, neither one of us has an Oil Kings jersey. So Stephen decided to wear his Kansas City Scouts jersey. Stephen, when were the Kansas City Scouts active?
1974 to 1976.
Yes. So that's one of the more hipsterish hockey jerseys that you could possibly wear. So that's what he's wearing because they have the same colors as the Oil Kings. It's blue and yellow and red, primary colors. And I think three or four different people specifically stopped him to compliment him on his jersey. He was also, actually both of us got to be on the big screen. We were on the Jumbotron during, you know, a stoppage in play. There was some music. We were using our noisemakers and being ridiculous. And as we were leaving the rink, somebody stopped us to tell us that we did a really good job on the Jumbotron. Yep, that's right. We're famous now for being on the big screen. The game was also really great because we won. And it was a much closer game than we expected because the Oil Kings had won 11 straight games going into the playoffs. And they didn't win the first game that we went to, which was a bit of a surprise. But their goalie for the Medicine Hat Tigers is amazing. His first name is Mads, and I am blanking on his last name.
Sogard.
Thank you. So Mads Sogard, watch for that kid because holy cow, he is draft eligible for this year. I'm going to be keeping my eye on him. He is 6'7" and just an unstoppable beast. I think in the game last night, we had 50 shots on goal and still didn't win. And tonight it was somewhere in that neighborhood. It was a lot. So it's been some fantastic hockey. I've had a really good time. And one of the things that I love about the Oil Kings that I didn't get to see last night when they did not win is they have this cool little like post-game routine that they do when they win. It's not quite like storm surge level, but it's adorable. And, you know, several of them have these little rituals that they do with each other, these special little handshakes, and they bump into each other. And then two of them give themselves like little European kisses on the cheek as they exit. It's super, super cute. So I have had a wonderful time with my WHL hockey. NHL, you say? What's that? Never heard of it. It's all WHL all the time here in Edmonton. And I wish you were here because we're having so much fun. Anyway, I look forward to the next time that I can talk to you properly. Bye-bye.